As the beloved Moria speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him without limit. We send our heart's call to him to draw forth into this nation for the assistance to beloved Saint Germain and beloved Jesus, all the great ones who are authority for America's freedom. Draw forth into our outer physical conditions whatever manifestations will compel mankind's obedience that enables the cosmic law, the mighty I Am presence, to set them free. Beloved ones of the blessed Saint Germain's mighty family of the sacred fire, may I be of assistance tonight in again bringing before your attention the acknowledgement of the victory which must come and come by conscious command of those both unascended and ascended. And tonight it is my privilege to remind you of the opportunity you have to call forth the victorious manifestations of the various activities of the sacred fire that must come into the physical atmosphere of Earth to accomplish that which has to be done in order to bring God's victory and freedom to the nation of God's heart. Surely you understand that we love the world, and we do not love the rest of the world less because we are guarding America. But I tell you frankly, you were told in the beginning of this nation that it is the last surviving hope of mankind. And unless the heart is protected, the body does not live. So you demand the invincible victorious manifestations of such powers of the sacred fire in all outer activities of your nation that it will give us the opportunity to bring various things within your land that will surprise the people as much as what they call the flying saucers. Thank you, precious ones. You know, every time there is a manifestation of some great flash of light or some activity of the fire element, everyone is in a flurry, and it's just reported here and there and everywhere. It does gain the attention of the public, doesn't it? Well, there are some more things that are going to demand the attention of the public. They won't be able to resist them either. So if you will demand with great joy, mark you, our invincible, victorious manifestations of the sacred fire in the atmosphere over your land, I assure you they will be victorious. And mankind will know more after they're through than they do before. They'll understand, don't worry. We have ways and means of compelling illumination to the minds of mankind when the human intellect gets to the point where it thinks it's going to prevent our authority having control over things that belong to us and not to the sinister force. It doesn't quite occur to to stubborn minds and stubborn feelings, that they are not the authority over that which was here before they came. Strange, isn't it? They don't get the idea. Well, there are some strange ways and means by which we can compel them to get the idea. And some of those we prefer the most are the invincible, victorious manifestations of the sacred fire in the atmosphere above them. And I guarantee you they will pay attention to us. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. You see, for quite some time, the centuries past and present, there has been a great deal of distortion of the truth we have told, a great deal of misrepresentation, a great deal of deliberate intention to destroy mankind. It's gone on a long time, and we can afford to wait, because the beloved Saint Germain told you long ago, we never know what failure is, for we are immortal. And the sinister force is not. Therefore, it has to come to an end sometime. And it might just as well be this time as a little later. Thank you, precious ones. Now, when the people are through with experimenting with the lies of the sinister force, we are ready to reveal the truth. And the truth, being the sacred fire, is its own defense, because no amount of human creation can take the sacred fire out of the universe. So the sacred fire of eternal truth is its own defense, and it would not be well to oppose it. So the poor benighted human creation, I'm not sympathetic with it, must go into the sacred fire and cease its existence as we withdraw the electronic force from it and compel the purification that fulfills our divine plans. And mankind, who will not believe that or agree with it or obey that command, will have to face the same experience as the human creation that must be compelled to cease. This world and all its magnificent blessings from the heart of the central sun existed long before mankind appeared upon it. It existed long before the human creation of mankind came forth, And may I say, it existed long before communism existed. Thank you, precious one. So when poor, unfortunate individuals brag that they're going to destroy that which does not belong to them, it is time for their illumination in ways they cannot refuse. And the sacred fire is a way that no part of life can refuse. So when destructive forces begin to brag about what they're going to do to that which is greater than themselves, they are very near their end. Thank you, precious ones. And their braggadocio is like the boy whistling in the forest to keep up his courage. And when they begin to see some of their plans not succeeding, they try to run the bluff that they're going to do something bigger. That can't be. So I have appreciated tonight, more than you'll ever know, your fierce determination to stand the guard over this beloved land of our hearts. And with everything you are and have, demand America released from the claws of destruction forever. These forces that are whirling, beloved ones, are wholly criminally insane. And if you were not in the cycle of the violet consuming flame, there would again come forth on the earth conditions that would make certain individuals black magicians again. But this time, because you are in the violet flame cycle, such a thing is impossible to allow the destructive creations of individuals to be energized or sustained but a short time longer. And so, with every power of your being, you should be grateful to your blessed I Am presence and the mighty Saint Germain for his gigantic accomplishment and the bringing forth of this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence that you have used to the point where you have built the momentum that can now be amplified by cosmic action to bring about the freedom of the nation and the release of the earth more quickly. Various ones whose love was so great through the centuries and who have drawn great power to produce manifestations have come in every age, beloved ones, to try to awaken mankind from the sleep of their selfishness, because selfishness and human desires of the senses are one. There's only one thing opposed to the mighty I Am presence, and that is the selfishness of human feeling. I am giving you a very great secret, and if you will drive right into the heart of the feeling of selfishness in individual human creation, you will be the master of it every time. So when you call for cosmic Christ judgment, cosmic Christ annihilation of the heart of human selfishness and the feeling of mankind, I think you will be greatly delighted with the collapse of some of the forces that have opposed you. So your opportunity is very great to win your mastery by conquering your so-called enemy. You know, you can use your enemy instead of letting your enemy use you. Instead of fighting your enemy, use him. It's much greater wisdom. And if you will use our cosmic command for the invincible, victorious manifestations of the sacred fire that drive into the heart of all selfishness and the feeling of all that lives, it will strike into the animal creation. And I'm speaking of your physical animals as well as individuals' human creation. And it will bring about the collapse of a great deal of the focus of destructive activities that must be consumed if mankind is to be saved. Because so long as they go on in the vicious cycle or circle of again and again generating those destructive qualities, it would be impossible to remove the animal creation of this world. But when you strike into the heart of the selfishness in human feeling and demand its annihilation everywhere of the animal selfishness, you will have some very satisfactory results. And the destructive forces will have some very severe surprises. You see, we've watched for this opportunity a long while, beloved ones. And mankind has gone on in the whirlwind of their own defiance. Now there must come the manifestations of those powers of the sacred fire. Now when they enter into the atmosphere of Earth, mankind begin to breathe them in, and they can't avoid it. And when they breathe in that sacred fire, it will consume that which is of human creation. You see, this is not exactly a contest, but it's an experience. The destructive forces want to poison your water, don't they? And so we can fill your atmosphere through your calls with the invincible, victorious manifestations of the sacred fire that mankind have to breathe in. And when they breathe it in, it will burn up their human creation. And if I were you, I would call forth the great central suns, illumining, revealing presence, power, and intelligence, and activity without limit of those manifestations of the sacred fire everywhere in the atmosphere of Earth that will force mankind's human selfishness to be annihilated. And I'm sure you will be very greatly gratified by the results. So I just come tonight to visit you for a little while, because it's been a long while between visits of my real self. You know, the beloved Saint Germain has had a pseudo Saint Germain through the centuries until the black magicians were seized. And they've tried to bring forth a pseudo me. So when I say I come, my real self, with you, and I promise you, only my real self will ever come to you. Why, we'll just do some more cleaning, house cleaning, you know it's coming springtime. And we might just as well get in trim for a little more purification. So if you will use this decree to drive into the heart of the selfishness in human feelings, in your government, in your people, everywhere in your land, everywhere in the world, you will shatter one plan after another that holds the energy focused into destructive activities, and this will crack apart many of their plans and much of their destructive intent will die before it lives. So, beloved ones, tonight, thank you for your blessed presence here. Thank you for your love to us and to the messengers. Thank you for your love to your nation. Thank you for your love of the light. And every bit of love you send forth to that mighty I Am presence to us will be amplified back to you without limit. And all that is of the light will come back to love you and bless you and flood you with everything that the heart of the light contains. And so, as we go into action to demand these manifestations, just be patient but persistent and use the authority of your own conscious command to compel that which is of the shadows to face the sacred fire that consumes it. So, beloved ones, just know that our heart's flame of eternal love ever enfolds you to bless you, to protect you, to illumine you, and to give you every good thing. And when you call forth from the heart of the central sun, it's illumining, revealing, fiery presence, power, intelligence, and activity into the heart of all selfishness in the feeling of mankind. You will find mighty changes taking place, and your pathway will be very much easier to tread. So just feel yourselves enfolded in our invincible, victorious, fiery manifestations of the sacred fire into the atmosphere about you, and just join in and remember that the great fire breath of the almighty presence of the mighty I Am is that which makes perfection live. And you may go forward and command it manifest swiftly. I commend you to an experiment that I trust will bring you great joy and mastery and freedom. And every time that sacred fire blazes, doubt and fear dissolve, and selfishness must cease to be. I commend you to your victory, and may my power of the sacred fire help you in every way, and know that the victory of my heart's flame stands your guard as you go forward to your freedom. And may every being and power of the sacred fire from tonight envelop you and become visible about you as you demand its manifestations take their dominion on the earth for the freedom of the nation and the world. Thank you with all my love tonight. Thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, beloved precious Moria, for your constant love and care of us all. May we render every assistance possible now and go forward to the victory that sets America free. And to the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and manifestations of the sacred love of the sacred fire. And it fills the atmosphere everywhere we abide, and forever rules all with full power. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the invincible victory of your own heart's love. The sacred fire of your manifestations come forth around us and hold command forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Moria. And you, beloved I Am Presence, and all the great ones, our love and gratitude in unconditional obedience for eternity, we are determined shall go forth until America, the land of God's heart, is purified and set free, and through America, peace comes to the earth for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us, visible and tangible to all that lives. Clothe us in your luminous presence, your sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress this command for the invincible, victorious manifestations of the sacred love of the sacred fire. Surge it forward without limit until it controls everything forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it to the world enfolding flame of such sacred love of the sacred fire in all outer physical conditions that it annihilates forever the heart of selfishness in all the feeling of all that lives on the earth, or in the atmosphere of earth, and consumes for eternity all that dishonors God or misuses God's life, substance, and energy, or desecrates anything God has placed in this world for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, compel it to expand in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raise, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the manifestations of the sacred love of the sacred fire that annihilate for eternity everything that is not the victory and honor to God, the beloved mighty I Am Presence that glorifies the source from whence we all proceed. Now as we have returned these flames to the heart of creation, we ask the sacred fire to return and clothe us all in the victory of that sacred fire and sacred love of that sacred fire that makes us forever victorious over all in this world.